Welcome to the Empathy to Impact podcast brought to you by Inspire Citizens. I'm your host, Scott Jameson. On this podcast, we are going to be diving into the voices and stories of students who own their learning and impact their communities. Welcome to the Empathy to Impact podcast. Today, I am joined by three filmmakers from Dulwich College in Pudong in Shanghai. And we're going to be talking about the films that they've created. One is about plastic, one is about gender equality. And we're going to be diving into some pretty serious global issues here and find out what inspired these films and how these films came about with our young filmmakers today. So I'm going to pass things over to Ryan, Candace, and Phoenix to give us a quick introduction before we get started.
Hello, I'm Ryan. I'm a year 9 student at Dulwich College, Shanghai, Pudong.
I'm Candace. I'm in year 9. I also attend Dulwich College, Shanghai, Pudong.
I'm Phoenix, and I'm also a year 9 student at Dulwich College, Shanghai, Pudong.
So I want to kind of think a little bit about what inspired your films. So thinking about maybe some things you were learning at school, maybe some personal interests that you have, what led you to be passionate about these issues in order to create your film?
So for me, I was really interested in the topic of climate action, and I decided to advocate for that because we watched this speech in class made by Greta Thunberg in the UN, and I was just really inspired by her speech, and she expressed the importance and urgency of the topic. And after that, I was just really intrigued about the topic of climate change, and I really wanted to know more about it and see how I could help.
Yeah, like our group, me, Candace, Natasha, and Max, we all agreed that we should do climate action because of how important it is and how little it is being done to stop it. And we also watched this documentary in class about oceans being polluted by plastic, and that really sparked an interest for us as a group.
Gender inequality has always plagued our society, and though we've improved very much over time, we still have a very long and challenging journey ahead of us. I personally believe that the invisible influence of each individual is so impactful and limitless, and we are all just surrounded by each other. So what we individually believe and advocate for will definitely be impactful. As a female personally, I believe strongly in justice for all genders, and like being inspired by the amount of attention people's rights and women's safety are getting in the social media recently, I really wanted to help advocate.
I 100% agree. These are both really big topics, thinking about our climate and thinking about gender equality. It's hard to look at the news or on the internet or on social media and not see controversy surrounding these topics. So they are really big global issues. How do these issues connect to your local community in Shanghai?
I think plastic pollution is a really big problem in China. I feel like there haven't been many restrictions with plastic consumption. So like, for example, if we went to like buy something, we wouldn't have to be charged an extra amount for plastic bags. So I think people just use plastic for granted and they don't think of the consequences that it can cause to the planet. So I think it's really a big problem in China.
Not only in China, but like around the world, like especially in Shanghai, if you walk around along the streets, you can always see plastic everywhere. It's very tough to not want to do something about this.
For sure. It's something we see just about everywhere we go. I know where I am here in Thailand as well. You don't have to leave your house and go very far before you see plastic on the sides of the road and all over the place. And there is a need, I think, for all of us in our local communities to really take action. And I think all these small efforts can really make a big difference. Phoenix, how does the issue of gender equality connect back to your local community?
A large factor of my social life would be at Dulwich. And at Dulwich, the concept of being a mindful global citizen is extremely crucial in our everyday lives. And since we were little, we would study the impacts of like our own individual actions upon society and the environment through humanities classes. We're constantly trying to learn about the significance of the Sustainable Development Goals. And my group all felt that goal 5, which is gender equality, resonated the most with us. So we wanted to primarily promote this. Zelich has taught us a lot about the significance of all the goals, but we believe that the people's relationships and view of each other need to be prioritized in order to achieve anything, whether it's environmental or economical.
What did you do to become more aware of these issues? Phoenix talked about how the Sustainable Development Goals are a big part of education at Dulwich College, and also this idea of becoming worldwide, becoming global citizens. For this particular project, how did you become more aware of these issues that you chose to pursue for your film?
Well, for us, we all collectively, we just studied more about climate action and focused on plastic pollution in general. And we learned more about how Coca-Cola is affecting the world through plastic pollution.
Yeah, and specifically, we also researched about different specific like factories in Coca-Cola that were using large amounts of plastic. And we just researched more about the specific factories.
Since we were all like previously quite interested in gender equality anyhow, we've all done varying levels of research prior and discussed some recent news in relation to the significance of gender inequality in our society. And during the creation of a project, we had all researched according to our roles and referred to other projects done by corporations and advocates for this cause. Throughout research, we had also realized that through society, it does show the importance of females having equal and fair rights to men and how we should all fight for equal female rights. But in fact, that there were also many toxic male stereotypes and unequal treatment to them that should also be abolished. The goal was named gender equality, and that means that all genders should receive equal rights, no matter whether you're a man or like a woman, or even if you identify as another. All were born with a right to have equal influence and power and equal successes and receive equal benefits. So we thought this was very important to discuss.
For sure. I think these are both really important topics. Thinking of this idea of gender equality, I was actually recently doing an episode with a young lady from Uganda. Her name is Nantumi, and she's working in her village to help girls and these things like period poverty and early marriage and getting girls back in school has been a big part of her work there. And like you're saying, this is a big global issue that affects all of our society and something we really need to focus on, both of these issues really. So it's so exciting to hear that you've chosen this, you've become more aware of this, and you've used this knowledge now to turn it into a film to help raise awareness and to make these issues a little more out there in the media for your audience to see. Why did you choose to make a film to share what you learned? And when I looked at both your films that we will link in the description of the podcast, you chose a very different style for your films as well. So what led to some of these choices to, first of all, make a film and then to use the style of film that you did to share your message?
For us, we already had experience making a documentary as a group in a different subject. So we decided to choose it because we already had some knowledge about it. And we thought it would be easier because this media, like a documentary, is easier to share around and spread the word compared to other ones.
Additionally, I think that using like a narration with visuals could stick with the audience more because they have something to picture and not just have to think of, like, imagine the scene by themselves.
My group wanted to do a video because we knew it'd be powerful. Initially, we wanted to write a speech, but then we realized that with the conditions we were put in with COVID-19, it may not be able to spark action or deliver the whole message we wanted to portray. We did also consider making cartoons, but they were more impractical and lacking in impacting physical change. So finally, we settled on making a video. As the other group mentioned, its shareability and large emotional impact can strongly grip our watchers' attention and effectively transmit our message. And through like using captivating music or engaging visuals, we can successfully and easily illustrate like our ideology in a way that is easily accessible and easy to understand.
I love that. And I totally agree. Media, making videos can be really impactful. They can have a real impact on our audience. And they are really easy to share and reach a larger audience. So I think certainly a great choice. What new skills or knowledge did you need as year nine students to become filmmakers and put your film together in a way that has the message and the impact that you want?
For us, all four of us had different roles, so we all had to go on our little journeys to prepare ourselves. Like for me, narration, I have to find the right tone of voice to make sure that I'm not too boring in the documentary or too excited, because this isn't really that type of topic. And we also had to learn about Coca-Cola in more depth than we knew before. So, yeah.
Some skills we needed were also time management, because with this project being online, we had to not be distracted because we would have a lot of time that was asynchronous without any supervision. So we would need to learn how to just manage our time well and use the time well to do the research and all the work needed to be done to complete the project.
The restrictions of being online like were tough, and as the other group mentioned, we had to focus a lot on time management, but like I do think the results were very rewarding. We often discussed what aspects we would each be responsible for, and with like many group talks we had to like make our ideas align and combine them to make it this finishing product that we were all happy with. So I think that discussion and conversation should always be allied during group work. It's the best way to unify enlightening ideas. And teamwork is extremely important.
Teamwork is definitely extremely important when you're working on a project like this. And I want to pick up a little bit on what Phoenix and Candace were saying. This project was done while all of you were at home. And that has got to have been a challenge. So you're working with a group, well, normally you'd be in class together, in the same space together, working collaboratively together. And that has its challenges, but we took that to another level because we were all at home and not able to be interacting in the same space with our group. So I'm wondering what challenges came up that maybe wouldn't necessarily have come up from being online. And maybe just in general, what challenges you had to overcome as you put your film together?
Well, sometimes there were some communication errors between our group. And sometimes after we finished one part, we didn't know what to do next. And we would ask one of our peers in our group and they wouldn't know either. So then we all had to come together as a group and then like make sure everything was settled. And that happened multiple times. So it was kind of hard. But we overcame it. And we also asked Ms. Kruger for help, and it was very helpful.
Our editor, Max, also had some slight issues with editing the video. So he wasn't really sure which maybe like audio clip would go with the image. So it was kind of hard because like we wouldn't be able to help him because it was hard to explain what the problem was. So in the end, we overcame it by telling him to share his screen, and we were able to help him.
We also definitely had a lot of problems we ran into during the way, because a large part of being online would mean you have to rely on technology, and technology can prove sometimes to be unreliable. Coincidentally, just like the other group, we ran into a lot of editing issues, such as like selecting the right music for the emotional setting or like inserting the dialogues in the right place and the storyboarding for the frames. But like we had to conquer that by having a lot of long calls and many, many discussions, and had to reference a lot of successful examples to come up with agreements.
It sounds like you were able to really work collaboratively with your group and overcome a lot of these challenges. I'm thinking that a lot of educators who were faced with online learning during the pandemic might not have had the courage to go ahead with a unit like this just because of these challenges. But I'm feeling so inspired with the work you've done to be able to overcome this and come out with this amazing product at the end. We have a lot of educators who listen to our podcast, and I would love to get your thoughts on going through a project like this that has this media component instead of something more traditional where you might do a speech or you might write like a persuasive essay or something along those lines. What would you say to teachers who are considering bringing in a media project like this to their classroom, but are maybe a little apprehensive because of the technical aspect of it or because of the challenges if we do have to go online again?
I feel like every teacher should give their students a chance to do this type of project because it's a really good way to exercise the students' teamwork skills. They can learn a lot from one another as well, and they can communicate with one another online, and it's really fun to see how they'll interact with each other, especially during asynchronous time.
Yeah, I think that the students should have the opportunity to make their own, like to choose their own media. And I think the main thing is just to start simple. Once they get the hang of how to create this type of media, they could step it up a little bit and make it better.
Projects like this, digital advocacy, like it gives the students a lot of freedom to collaborate with their teammates, get to know them, like improve their communication skills. And it could also lead for them to learn some more new things, like learning in depth about each goal, like the goal they choose of. So they mature a lot through understanding the social or like economical or environmental impacts that they have on this world. And like during this project, they will understand a lot more than they used to. So I think it's a nice thing that we got to experience it. And I hope others also get a chance to work on something like this.
I hope so too. I think there's a lot to be gained by, just like you say, giving students freedom and opportunity to try out some new skills. And I also think when we expand our audience, like media does, like if we're doing a speech, we have a live audience during the speech, and maybe we get to record that and share it out. Or if we write a persuasive essay, we have a bit limited readership with that, but when we're creating a film and then publishing that to the larger world, that's a big audience. And I find when we set that up with an authentic audience for students to share their thoughts and their learning, we really get a leveled up project. The results of these projects and these films absolutely blow me away. And I was really impressed with the work that you did. And I think it's such a great way to bring these important issues to the forefront and get people talking about them. So really impressed with the work you've done on your films, and so happy that your teacher shared those out. And that led to our conversation here. So very cool. What impact did you hope to have with your film? As a film director, thinking as a film director, what was the response that you wanted your audience to have when they watched your film?
For our group, I think our main goal was just for the audience to be more mindful of their plastic consumption and just to like start making teaspoons of change that could help make the world a better place for future generations.
Yeah, like Candace said, we wanted people to come away from watching our documentary knowing more about plastic pollution in general and thinking twice before buying Coke or any plastic bottle in the supermarket.
Our group also had a similar ideology. We wanted to put our thoughts into a video and wanted the audience to emotionally connect with it and understand how difficult it must have been for other people less fortunate than us to have not received the equal rights that they do deserve, in fact, when they were born. Another part we wanted to show them was like the huge impact they could have on the people around them, and believing the right thing and doing the right thing and creating the future they want is extremely important.
Definitely hearing from all of you this idea of the power of the individual. A lot of times we hear about these big global issues, and especially when we're looking at the sustainable development goals, these are pretty big. And it can get a little overwhelming thinking, as an individual, what can we do? But I really love how your films and the thought behind it is really about empowering individuals. And like Candace said, these teaspoons of change, if everyone is inspired to make a small change, that can have such a huge impact. And I think by focusing locally in our own local communities, we really can have an impact and make our communities better. So I love hearing this idea of creating films to inspire the audience to make these small changes. Tell me a little bit about how you felt when the audience first got to see your film and all that hard work had really come together.
Personally, I felt really proud of what our group accomplished over the past week, especially online. And I was really hoping it was going to be well received by the teacher and the students.
For me, I was also very satisfied and proud with it. And also watching it as the audience myself, I felt like it could really make a change.
When our video just finished, I rewatched it and I just felt quite emotionally connected. And I was very thankful for the cooperation and collaboration we had between our group mates. And I thought we worked quite well. So I was proud of it. And I hoped that the teachers would also be proud of it and enjoy it.
I am absolutely certain of that. I am sure that your teacher, well, I know, because I spoke to your teacher and she was very, very impressed, as was I. And I am really excited to share out your films with our Inspire Citizens Network and let people see, because I'm sure there will be some emotional responses, and hopefully it'll inspire some people to make some small changes that can really have an impact on our climate and on gender equality in our society as a whole. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about your experience as film directors? Perhaps a pro tip for aspiring film directors who are going to be doing this project next year at Dulwich College, Shanghai, or maybe elsewhere in the world. What's a tip that you might offer from your experience?
I think one major tip would be just to be patient with you and your teammates and to trust the process and know that you're going to create a very great project in the end.
My tip is to communicate well with your teammates and listen to all of their ideas. No idea is a bad idea.
Just as they said, communication is quite a large aspect of group work like this, and to listen to everyone else's ideas is also just as important as expressing your own. And perhaps instead of straight away downgrading an idea or disagreeing with it, you could think about it from other people's perspectives and understand what point of view they're coming from. Also, yes, just like they said, trust the process. With all of your great ideas put together, it'll just all come together in the end, and everyone will love a work that people worked hard in.
One of the things we do along those lines at Inspire Citizens is we use something called a yes and protocol. So we, just like you guys are talking about, we value everyone's ideas. We'll say yes, and then and we're going to add something on to that in our group, as opposed to yes, but, which is a little bit more negative and sort of taking down some of these ideas. We do want to value everyone's contribution, because we are certainly stronger as a whole than we are as individuals. So I think all of that, such great advice. Thank you very much for sharing that. Ryan, Candace, and Phoenix, it has been an absolute pleasure to meet you all this morning and to talk about your inspirational films and learn about the journey as filmmakers as these came together in your class. And I'm sure you've inspired others to maybe create a film of their own to advocate for one of the sustainable development goals or a global issue that they're passionate about, and to make a difference, just like Candace said, teaspoons of change in their local community. So thank you very much for taking your time out of your busy schedules to spend some time with me on the podcast. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Hi, this is Scott. Thanks for listening to the Empathy to Impact podcast. I love this episode because it is such a great example of how the Inspire Citizens Empathy to Impact framework can really create an engaging learning experience for students. Thinking about care, we are looking at two of the UN SDGs here. We're looking at Goal 5, Gender Equality, and Goal 12, Responsible Consumption and Production. These students became more aware of this issue by doing research and looking at media and seeing how these global issues impact their local community. Looking at ABLE, these students used knowledge and skills from their curriculum as well as developing new technology skills as they became documentary filmmakers. But what I really found so impressive, especially considering this happened during a time when students were not allowed to be at school, they were learning at home, was the collaboration and cooperation and problem solving and creativity that was happening within these groups behind the scenes. They were working together to troubleshoot and solve a number of challenges that would happen to documentary filmmakers in the best of circumstances, as well as additional challenges that came up because they weren't working collaboratively in the same space, they were at home. They did such an amazing job taking ownership of this project and persevering through these challenges to really come out with some amazing documentary films that they were able to share out with the community to really have an impact and raise awareness of these important global issues. How might we look at an existing unit in our own scope and sequences through the lens of empathy to impact to build empathy within our communities and to take action to have an impact and make our communities better? Share your ideas on Twitter with us, hashtag empathy to impact, or join us in our Flip group and tell us about what you think of this episode and share your ideas with our community. Also, please take a moment to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. This way you won't miss an episode, and your review will help our inspiring stories from young people reach a larger audience. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Empathy to Impact podcast.